The question at hand is, how do we select an agent in your expired listing territory? Think of it like it is your territory, a territory that you're supposed to defend and keep everybody else out, that every expired listing that fits a certain criteria is meant for you. Not every expired should you even pursue. Again, when you have an expired that says, we don't know where we're moving to, and we're not going to give it away. We have a lot of money in the property. That's a low probability, low profile. Perhaps you should move on to a different expired. So how do we select an agent for the territory? Well, when you listen to the audio about what type of agent wins, that's who we're looking for. We're looking for people who realize this is competitive. You're going to be competing against other agents within our own company because everybody can call expired listings, no matter how good or bad they are. So we're looking for somebody who is dedicated to say, I want to be trained. I want to be equipped. I will own it if I'm not succeeding. I won't be blaming the organization training me. I'm going to take it upon myself to get better. If we're not training you to the best of what you believe, the question is, what are you doing on your own to improve your performance when you interview, when you email? Are you coming up with ideas and solutions that improve the system that we have put together here? Keeping in mind, we've got to keep the concept of we are asset managers. We are not marketing geniuses. We can share a marketing concept with the people. However, the main thing is we do help people move money for a living, and we are asset managers, and we have market insight. That's our strength. We hope that you can build upon that to help us improve the odds across the nation outside of your territory to help everybody in the nation win listings, expired specifically. So we're looking for the adage called a team player, people that will make a contribution also to the system, but also that they'll make a contribution in their territory that they're listing no less than one expired per month. Ideally, the agents get up to the point where it's two per month and then four per month. We realize once you hit a certain level, you may actually remove yourself from the expired program because if you list seven or eight in a month, you won't have any time to go prospecting daily because you're now seller servicing. You're working on pendings. You're working on building inspections. Ideally, you're eventually bringing on virtual assistants or TCs, transaction coordinators, because if you're really good at this, like a race car driver, the race car driver never gets out of their vehicle to change their tires or to put gas in the engine. They or wash their windshield. They stay where? In the driver's seat. If you're exceptional at interviewing, what you're going to want to do is delegate almost everything. When I started in 1985, I said to Anne Franklin, "And I have no money, but I have potential. Would you be my assistant?" She said, "What's my job?" I said, "It's everything except the interview. I don't know how to do anything else. I'll just interview. I'll get listings." I got five my first month, five my second month. So I practiced relentlessly at the part that I was supposed to do. So we're looking for people that we can count on to go through the training, and they're so well equipped that they could train other people in other territories. That means you really understand the message we're trying to convey. So let's see if you're that candidate.